From Dallas to Joburg, it's Cooler on 919.
That's the sad thing is that, you know, in South Africa, I would watch my clear score rating and I could log in and, you know, it was lovely. It would go up and I would be, you know, I was squeaky clean. And if I wanted to buy a car that day, I could walk into a dealership and say, here's my credit score. And they would say, this is brilliant. Mm-hmm. Here's a rate for you and you can walk out with your brand new shiny car. The United States, you are literally a reset button. And you get here and it's, I think one of the hardest things is that people have, you know, built, they know what their life is like with a credit score.
Yeah.
And they arrive here and you actually forget how much you need a credit score. And in the United States, a credit score is more than just, you know, if you want to get a mortgage or a bond and finance a car. If you want to rent a home, so most of our clients, when they first arrive, we would always normally suggest that they rent because you're moving not into a new area, but into a whole new country. So you're going to want to rent initially. And when you go to rent a place, the landlords will often check your credit scores. And that was something that I was a bit shocked at. So they'll check your credit scores, and obviously you don't have one.
Mm-hmm. Run a background check, and you don't exist in the system either for a background check.
I tell you. I mean, that's actually exactly what happened when I moved here. I had to go to, we live in an apartment block, I had to go to the building manager who wanted to get my credit score and background check. And I said, you know, I had to pay, I think it was $100 or something crazy to have this background check done. And I went to him a week later and I said, have you got my background check? And they said, no. And I said, well, you're probably never going to get it. But before I came, I had a police clearance done. And I said, here's my police clearance from South Africa. You can see I'm okay. I haven't got any criminal records. This is, you know, I had to delve into a little more on my personal side from a financial perspective to say, look, I'm okay. And, you know, a few, you know, coffees later and they were all right with me. I think my case was maybe a little more difficult than a few other cases. But the point is that the credit score is a big thing. And what we've noticed with a lot of people is that when they don't know what to do with it, we found ways around it. Okay. In that we know it takes 6 months to get a credit score. Okay. And when you get your credit score for 6 months, it's not very good because you've only had it for 6 months.
Yeah.
So getting the credit score is A, getting a good credit score is B. And then, like you said, I mean, that can take you 2 years to get a good credit score. So what we do with a lot of clients is if they're wanting to build credit, we can help them and show them which banks to go to get something called a secured credit card, which, you know, you actually, you know, you put in your, say, $1,200, the bank holds that as security, and then they'll give you credit against your own money. And that way you can build your credit score. So that's the first thing.
That's exactly what we did as well. So I'm glad to hear 12 years on, it's still a tried and trusted method.
It's still the same. But what we've also managed to do with a lot of clients is what we do is bring the money over from South Africa, all right, and we put it onto an investment platform. The investment platform that we use in the United States is generally Charles Schwab. It's one of the largest platforms in the US. And because they've got assets, they've got shares, whatever they need to do, once it's here, we can raise a facility against that. Okay. That's not something that we would want to do for multiple years, but we can raise a facility against their own money so they don't have to sell their money down. Okay. So we can raise a facility for a certain amount. That facility, then they can use for buying a car if they need to, or buying property. So what we found is that within a period of time, people want to get mortgages. All right. Now, you haven't got a credit score. So a lot of the conventional means to buy property aren't really there. What you can do is you can raise a facility against your portfolio, which I won't dive into too much of right now, but but that can actually also help your credit score.
Okay.
And then we can get a mortgage for the balance. So the mortgage lender doesn't have to give 100% of the loan. You're essentially borrowing against your own assets, and people can buy property.
That's now, hugely helpful.
It's a massive thing for a lot of people that come to the United States because, you know, back to the 20 rand dollar, things aren't that cheap. In fact, the median, you know, the median house prices in the United States are nearly $500,000.
Oh, I believe it. We have four kids and we needed to look for a larger house to accommodate the four kids, and the prices are frightening in Texas. I don't know too much about Florida, but yeah, I can easily understand. And yes, when you convert that to rands, it just becomes a frightening rate.
It's absolutely terrifying. And of course, you know, you're staying in Texas. I'm staying in Florida. You've got Elon Musk moving there. I think he's moved there now. And we've got Jeff Bezos. So these guys aren't helping the property classes, especially not on the side. It's quite scary. However, there are some benefits to it. In terms of your income tax, the interest that you pay on your mortgage is actually a deductible expense. So, you know, unlike in South Africa where you had to have a rental property to start having that the income needed to offset the mortgage expenses, here your normal income, you can be somebody that has a conventional job and you can actually start offsetting the mortgage interest, which I thought was absolutely incredible. So a lot of people in the United States will refinance their properties every so many years because it keeps the interest rate, the interest fairly high. They get the greater deduction. The property keeps appreciating and they keep their costs low. It's not perfect for everybody, but it is what a lot of people in the United States do, especially at least those that I've spoken to in South Florida.
Yeah, it's a very interesting system. It's fascinating how it works. We have a few minutes left. I think you've covered so much of how Kaleo USA can provide the soft landing for South Africans relocating to the USA. Do you want to briefly touch on some of your other services? I saw you offered college financial planning as well, and 401ks, and you know, I think just in terms of tertiary education, if people are moving here with children, the cost of universities are astronomical. Like college planning is, I know, high on the list for many families, I know. So do you want to speak a little bit about some of the other financial services that you offer?
Yeah, so essentially we create the soft landing for clients in terms of those moving from South Africa to the United States. So we'll open up the investment structures, etc. That's the initial part that we do. Over time, we'll also then get to know the clients. And there are, like in South Africa, there are many types of investment structures that are available. You can have it all as a voluntary portfolio, which is just liquid, and you know, you can access it. There's no restrictions on it. But in the United States, you've got a lot of other savings tools as well. South Africa, you've got a voluntary portfolio, you've got like a retirement annuity or a pension, and a tax-free savings plan. In the United States, they've got a few more tricks and tools, some of which are designed for college savings, for leaving money to your kids. You can actually create a trust, essentially, that will go directly to your children. And what we do is we'll work with the clients, we'll look ahead, and we'll structure all the tools that are available to save on taxes, or to help the family line up, you know, like you say, for colleges. And the college conversation is not just around money as well. There's, you know, we'll help in terms of, you know, so it could be which sports to get your kids into, because certain colleges look at these things. So the Kallio offering is the soft landing initially, and then we're the financial go-to essentially for moving forward. So we can set up the structures for college, for estate planning, and really for everything else in life. We're essentially the financial planners that will speak the South African side, but we can speak to the United States side as well for clients.
Darren Stephen, wealth manager from Kallio USA. What is the best way for people to contact you? Is it through your website? Would you like to share an email address? How would you prefer to be contacted?
Yeah, so clients can contact us. They can contact myself directly. It's Darren@KallioCapital-USA.com, Darren@KallioCapital-USA.com. They can get to our website, KallioCapital-USA.com.
Fantastic. Darren, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kulo. You take care.
From Dallas to Joburg, it's Cooler on 919.